But then, of course, at St. Albans, we got into a variety of other things, including football, of course, where you and I played on the team, and they still had soccer, but we had basketball and baseball and just a whole variety of things. And I, looking back on it, Nick, I think one of the good things about that particular school is that they required all of us to play a sport every season. So, you know, even if you weren't the most dynamic person on the team, you had to get out and try and give it your best. And as you were saying in the introduction to the program, learn the character lessons and the other lessons about life that sports can teach you.
You know, one of the big lessons for me was that season, I was a very mediocre wide receiver. I was a good punter, a good place kicker. But we had a head coach, Gary Gardner, who had us practice almost every single practice, every single week, that we would be playing without a timeout, having to drive down the field and then kick a field goal. And to me, it was such a great lesson for life that we prepared for, if you will, the unexpected. We prepared for a situation that might happen. Tell me what your memory is of that muddy game, the last game of our high school football career. We're down 7-6, and tell me, as an offensive lineman, there you were, you know, having to get in the dirt and the mud and the rain. You're playing our biggest rival. What was that like? What are the memories you have of that game?
Well, I've got a lot of great memories, and you're too modest to tell the listeners, but it's probably the most famous play in the history of St. Albans athletics. And by the way, Nick, just so your listeners will know, I was playing right tackle on offense, which said a lot about our team. Our motto, as you may recall, was "We may be small, but we're slow." So we had to overcome some bigger rivals. And by the way, I also tell people that I blazed the way for Jonathan Ogden, of course, who's now the All-Pro with the Baltimore Ravens, but he played tackle at St. Albans too. He's about two of me. He could be about, I stand next to him, he's about double my size. In any event, well, I remember being down, as you say, 7-6, and we got the ball with one last drive with very little time left on the clock, and so we started moving down the field. And of course, one of the things I'll remember that you'll never remember, since you know I was a lineman rooting around in the dirt, we called a tackle eligible play, which was my only chance to get my hands on the ball. But unfortunately, our opponents, Landon, had scouted a previous game against Sidwell Friends where we had run the tackle eligible, and I had caught it for a 2-point conversion. So it was kind of depressing for me to line up there and have the other guy, the safety or whatever, going, "Tackle eligible, tackle eligible." So that ruined my time in the sun. But we came down. We had one fourth down conversion that we completed. I remember that. I think it was a pass over the middle to Jimmy Farrell, who was a tight end. And we kept going down the field. And finally, with, what was it, about a 43, 44 yard or something like that? The field goal? Yeah, we lined up. And with it, literally, the clock ticking down to zero, the snap. And I never saw the play because, obviously, they were rushing all out. So I got, you know, knocked back in the pileup. And all I heard was, you know, there's a silence and then this roar. And then what seemed like hundreds of people storming the field, piling on top of all of us. So momentarily, I assumed that it had been good and we'd won, but I was hoping we would survive the game. So our host of the show, just for the listeners who are tuning in today, with the game on the line, the season on the line, our last play of our high school careers against our arch rival, with literally no time on the clock, kicked the winning field goal to win 9-7 in a game that we'll all remember. And as you point out, Nick, when you prepare, you know, preparation, you prepare for adversity, for those tough times. So what's the old saying, grace under pressure? That preparation enables you to hopefully accomplish that, and you certainly exhibited it on that day. It's one I'll never forget. And I have two 11-year-old boys now, Nick, and they're going to the same school, and they get really tired of me hearing me tell them about that play.
Well, you know, to me, I will say this, that because I had that reference at the age of 17, it was something that gave me the confidence to think maybe I could go further. And to me, there is nothing that isn't filled with more pressure, more expectation, and more expectations that really can't be realized than that of president. And so I do want to talk to you a little bit about that and the notion that you are up to pressure, that you have learned through your life different references to how to deal with pressure. When we come back, we got to do that funny thing called going to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to be joined a little bit later by...